she get a black eye, I want a black eye. If she get a splinter, I want a splinter too. If she get arrested, I want arrested. If she go tripping, I go falling over. We walk through the streets like lottery winners on our sleigh. Everything she say, I was thinking anyway. We walk through the streets like lottery winners on our sleigh. Everything she say, I was thinking anyway. Black stuff, I like the black stuff too. If she get a disease, I want a disease. If she go tripping, I go falling over.
We walk through the streets like lottery winners on our sleigh. Everything she say, I was thinking. Walk through the streets like lottery winners on our sleigh. Everything she say, I was thinking anyway.
This is Sid Satter, listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 7. That was the Crimea with the song Lottery Winners on Acid from their self-released album Tragedy Rocks. That album has been re-recorded, and I think it's available now via iTunes, but will soon be available commercially as well in the States. The band's from London. Well, it's another week, and I've got exciting music for you, so let's just go ahead and talk about that. Coming up next, I've got a song by the band Minmay. This is off of a new compilation called 20 Nights of Wine and Song, put out by Grade A Productions. It's part of a weird promotion, I think in Seattle, maybe Portland. They're interchangeable to me, sadly, where different bars and clubs in town will sell the CD for like a dollar with a glass of wine or something. I'm not sure I fully understand it, but they sent it to me, and there are lots of good bands on there. This band is called Minmay, and the song is called Box of Cassettes. It has a wonderful sort of smog feel to it. The band's from San Diego, and like I say, the CD 20 Nights of Wine and Song came out this week on Grade A Productions.
Still alive. Born to Colorado and to unload my head. I'm going to New York City, that's a New York friend. I'm going to Arizona, sex on the rocks, all warm in red, and we are. You're gonna get off scot fucking free in New York. This trucker's atlas rolls away as the freeways, highways don't know. The bus from the bird on my dash and roll locomotive on. I don't feel feels great. I sold my atlas by the freight stairs. I did lines and I crossed roads and crossed the lines of all the great state roads. I'm going up over to Montana. Got yourself a trucker's atlas. You knew you were all wild. Maybe you'll go and blow a gasket. Start at the northwest corner, go down through California, beeline you might drive 3 days, 3 nights to the tip of Florida. I'm going to Colorado and to unload my head. I'm going to New York City, that's a New York friend. To Alaska, gonna get off scot fucking free, and we all do. I'm going up over to Montana. Got yourself a trucker's atlas. You knew you were all wild. Maybe you'll go and blow a gasket. Start at the northwest corner, go down through California, beeline you might drive 3 days, 3 nights to the tip of Florida.
I'm tired of
was Tiger Saw with Lord Knows I Need a Place of My Own to Stay. That is a cover of a Supper Bell Roundup song, a little-known kind of Missouri troubadour sort of boy recording his Supper Bell Roundup. And for those of you who have been with me since podcast number one, you'll know that I played Tiger Saw the first week and talked about going out looking for that album. So finally, I did pick up Sing. That came out in October on Kimchi Records. I'm a fan of the record, though. It's obviously a departure form, a lot more voices, and that's the theme of the record, right? So it's not quite as intimate, and you guys know that's what I enjoy. Before that, we heard Sun Kill Moon, Mark Kozelek from Red House Painters, one of his many incarnations. That song is Trucker's Atlas from the CD Tiny Cities. Came out a couple weeks ago on Caldo Verde. That CD is all Modest Mouse covers, so it's kind of odd to hear that. If you were Modest Mouse, it's kind of freaky to have Mark cover your stuff, since, I mean, Red House Painters were such an icon and influence to so many people. Kind of bizarre. We started things off with Min May from San Diego with the song Box of Cassettes from the 20 Nights of Wine and Song compilation CD. Okay, if you can hear in the background, there's buses idling and kids shouting. It's a pretty nice day for late November, or maybe it's still middle of November, I don't know. Math. But there's pipes rattling and everything else, but hey, that's what the Too Much Rock podcast is all about, right? Coming up next, I've got Calla, who were in town a few weeks ago, but I missed them because I was at another show, and who knows what it was. They all blur together at this point. I'm going to play the song It Dawned on Me. This is from their album Collisions. Came out at the end of September on Beggar's Banquet. So let's go and do that now.
changing all the guards, straight from mailbox to alarms. And the kitty cats did scream, oh how they howled behind the house. And the big ones laying in the frying pan, talk around the town as you've been listening. You cover it up just as fast as you can, 'cause you're trying to keep it from growing and getting big. They will all be heirs to their own thrones and old homes, without a downtown to go old in or a son to telephone. Side of paper is erupting a snake. You're pulling trains to Oakland in the pouring rain. Will every drop will count when they tally it up, and you always learn a lie from the deep end of the
love that song. It is so epic. That song is Baraga Embankment by Bear vs. Shark, a Detroit band that came on their album Terror Hawk, released on Equivision Records back in June. I thought Equivision was all like a tamed little kitty hardcore, but evidently not. So I need to revisit that album and see what I'm missing out, because I know Bear vs. Shark, very smart stuff. Before that, another smart shark band, that was We Versus the Shark. The song You Don't Have to Kick It from Ruin Everything came out in January in Hello Sir. This Georgia band is all over the place. Some songs are very X-y, some songs are very mathy, some songs are alternative. I mean, you're getting all sorts of things in there, but all of it's really smart. That song especially, if you listen to the beginning of it, try to count that off. It's all over the place, constantly changing. Very, very neat. And the trio of smart bands has started off with Kala, the song You Don't Have to Kick It, Brooklyn band there that is kind of doing their own thing there, despite the pressures of Brooklyn, I guess. I'm going to close things off today with a song by Anthony and the Johnsons, the song For Today I'm a Boy, off of the I Am a Bird Now album, released back in February on Secretly Canadian. I am officially the last person in the world to get into this band. I mean, I saw them on Letterman before I was really into them, so that tells you how far behind the times I am. Some people hate this record. The vocals are definitely very unique. However, I think it's just so raw and intimate and exposed that you really can't help but be sucked into it. You tell me if it works the same for you or if you hate it by visiting TooMuchRock.com and dropping me a note there. That's the end of the podcast. I will see you next week. Thanks.
One day I'll grow up, I'll be a beautiful woman. One day I'll grow up, I'll be a beautiful girl. One day I'll grow up, I'll be a beautiful woman. One day I'll grow up, I'll be a beautiful girl. But for today, I am a child. For today, I am a boy. For today, I am a child. For today, I am a boy. One day I'll grow up, I feel the power in me. One day I'll grow up, of this I'm sure. One day I'll grow up, I'll know a womb within me. One day I'll grow up, feel it full and pure. But for today, I'm a child. For today, I am a boy. For today, I'm a child. For today, I am a boy.